Blog Talk Radio.
Never before, we're waging war.
Anoint my head,
oh, yes.
Anoint my feet,
celebrating
raining now, here on the battleground.
For your glory,
we're taking territory, fighting unseen enemies.
Like never before,
we're waging war.
I'm tired of principalities messing with me.
Waging war.
Tired of the devil stealing from me.
Today is November the 27th, 2021, and you're listening to Blog Talk Radio. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome again to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Dr. Maria Carey. I am the president and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. We honor and we thank and we give a shout out to Evangelist Terry Rogers that did an outstanding job on last week. We had an outstanding lesson. Praise the Lord. And today we have, again, a spirit-filled lesson. Let's get to it. Hallelujah. You know, it is a customary for us to give announcements. We, Amazing Grace Ministries, are ministering to the hurt and wounded every fourth Saturday at 2:30. At Christ Deliverance Center, located at 82nd 26 South Muskegon at 2:30 p.m. Also, I would ask that you join Amazing Grace Ministries for noonday prayer. We pray at noon every Friday. It's only 30 minutes, so please join us. That number is 605-468-8807. The access code is 3-5-1-4-8-2-8. Come pray with us. For more information, you can contact myself, Dr. Maria Carey. You can send me an email at amazinggraceministries@gmail.com, and that's amazing, A-M-A-Z-E-N, graceministries@gmail.com, or you can give me a text or a phone call at 309-750 7584. I want to say thank you to those that support this ministry. We appreciate that. I want to also send out thanks to those that supported the wellness information session and engagement with a conversation on last week. It was via Zoom, so it was a safe platform. We thank you and we appreciate those that tuned in. Again, please consider donating to Amazing Grace Ministry. Certainly, you can send that donation to P.O. Box 438-411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. We thank you and thank those that have sent a donation already, and certainly those that do, we try to give a shout-out for your support. Again, thank you for those donations, and all donations are made out to Amazing Grace Ministries. Certainly, to everyone listening in Radio Land, I decree blessings upon you. If you're blessed by this talk show, give me a text. Let me know. Let me know if you got any questions or if you want to hear a topic that's not being talked about. Please feel free to text me and let me know. And again, that number is 309-750-7584. My email address is amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. And for those of you online, we air every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. And certainly you can click on the link and hear us live, http://tobtr.com/s/12032254 to hear us live or to go back and hear this lesson again. All right, let's get to it. Get into the lesson. Thanksgiving is over, and now you look in your refrigerator and see leftover turkey and dressing. You got up at 6 a.m. in the morning to stand in line for Black Friday, only to find that someone else had beat you to your gift you were looking for. The store shelves are empty, and the news is saying that certain items you are looking for won't be available. The holiday season is upon us. You can now turn on every channel and find holiday movies running. And I think that the Lifetime channel has been ahead of the game for about a month now. Have we or have you forgotten Jesus is the reason for this season? Yes. This time is still depressing for most. We have been in a pandemic for the last 2 years now, and we have lost our loved ones. Family members from far and near will come home for Christmas, but now they're no longer here to come home, but you're visiting them at the gravesite. God is still in control. Jesus is the reason for the season, and those of us that are still here can rejoice in the fact that God will provide for our needs. He says in his word that he has come that we may have life abundantly. So we've got a word on this morning that will do you good. It will encourage your heart, and it will lift you out of the state of depression that you currently or possibly are dwelling in. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, look up and live. This word is alive. It will captivate your mind, give you illumination in your heart, and lift you up to a greater level in the Lord Jesus Christ. We will take you on a journey to greater peace, to greater hope, and closer to Jesus Christ. During this winter season, sit back, take notes, let's go. The theme for this month has been winning over stress and anxiety during the holidays. This last Saturday of the month of November is helping with the holiday blues. Let's read Ephesians 3:12-14. in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith of him. Therefore, I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees upon the Lord, our Lord, the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 15 through 17. For all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving may rebound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but through our outward man, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceedingly an internal weight of glory. We don't faint. November in review. The first week we talked about no stress holiday, and we came from 1 John 5, verses 4 through 5, for every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith. And who can win this battle against the world? Only those who believe in Jesus, the Son of God. Certainly, there is no stress because we give it to the Lord. The second week we talked about help me, my identity has been stolen, and the holidays are here. And certainly we look in the verses we came from Joel, the second chapter, verses 24 through 26. And it talked about, and the verses read, and the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworms and the caterpillars and the palmer worms, my great army which I sent among you. 26, and you shall eat plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dwelt wonderfully with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And, of course, we talked about John 10 and 10, and that is my goal verse. It says, and we're going to talk about it again, and I keep referring to it because it says everything that we need to know. And it says that the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. So praise God. We were talking about how during this holidays you need to check your bank account, you need to check your credit cards, because Satan is on a rampage, stealing our money, stealing our funds from our credit cards. And certainly I have, and I'm sure some of you also have been a victim of credit fraud or fraud period. But I tell you, God is still in the blessing business, and our identification is in Christ Jesus, and that's who we stand on. And on last week, our co-host came and did an outstanding job, and she talked about Babylon has fallen. Where is your worship? And certainly we went to Revelations, the 19th chapter, and I'm not going to read all those verses. It was 1 through 8. But it talked about the saints praising the Lord. And 19 says, and after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord. So we have been dealing with all of those issues or those topics during this month. And this last month is winning over stress during the holidays. We are recapping and we are bringing it all together. So this is a time where it seems that people are walking around with holiday blues. Now, what is the holiday blues? The holiday blues is feelings of sadness that last during the holiday season, during the month of November through December, and which is referred to holiday blues. Now, the holidays should be a time of happiness and rejoicing, but for some people, it can be a period of painful reflection, sadness, loneliness, anxiety, and depression. People who love the holidays may even experience the blues during this busy season. It's often a time of high emotional and demands, which can leave us feeling stressed and exhausted. And I care to say, if you was out there at 6 o'clock in the morning on Black Friday, you probably are exhausted, or were exhausted by the time you got home. But the Bible states to cast all of your anxiety or care on the Lord. Peter 5, 6, and 7, and this is the NIV version. Humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxieties on him, because he cares. And then we can go over to Matthew 13 and 22 that reads, the one who received the seed shall fall among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfaithful. Hallelujah. There are many reasons why people might experience holiday depression. And certainly when we hear the word that I just stated, we've got to understand that we've got to cast all our cares upon him. We've got to read this word, but I don't want to get ahead of myself. So there's a number of reasons. First of all, it might be because of lack of sleep. Holiday schedule. You're trying to get everything done. You're stressed out. You got to get the tree up. You got to get everything together. You're trying to get everything done that you want to do. You might be excessively eating. And I know this is not any of us, but then some may use alcohol. Usage may become out of control. Just using unhealthy coping mechanisms to deal with the holidays. And we try to find coping things to help us deal with our stress to cope. And a lot of times it is not healthy. And then there is the financial stress that comes with trying to maneuver during this holiday season. You overstressed. You done overextended your budget. You're trying to get all them gifts. And of course, every credit company is sending you the magazines and the mail and saying, look, I will give you $1,000 and all you have to do is pay $35 a month for the item you spend. And they tell you that, look, we will postpone what you got to pay until February. Hallelujah. Can I get a amen, somebody? And then there's also the isolation and the loneliness, you know, not being able to spend the holidays with your family and friends. And we have been in a pandemic, and there is a new strand that's coming on the scenes now. And certainly we have not been able to connect. And for some, Thanksgiving probably was the first time in about 2 years since 2019 that family members have been able to come to the table and sup together without fearing that the coronavirus, they will get this coronavirus. And then there is lastly the unrealistic expectations. We have high hopes, and of course the commercialism of commercials we see and the stores we see and everybody advertisement saying you need to get this, you need to get that. And of course, you know, we want to keep up with the Joneses, which this creates holiday pressure and makes you feel a specific way. You got to get that gift. You know, and certainly there are movies with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I think Sinbad, they fighting over a toy. That's the season that this world is in. So the holidays mark, and the holidays also mark a new year. We understand that a new year is coming. So we begin to reflect on this past year. Have we done everything that needed to be done? And that makes us feel some regret and some feelings of failure. I haven't been able to do everything that I wanted to do. But you know, we've got to put our hands in God, and we have to look at and evaluate the goals that we had. And in essence, the Bible talks about not looking back, but looking forward. We put our hands in God's hands, and we move forward. And if we do what the Word says, which says, in all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path, he will lead and guide us to know what we need to do. So as we evaluate, as we look at the things that we've done, because we got one more month in this year, and it's just around the corner. A few more days, December will be here. So then we go back to my favorite scripture, which is John 10:10, and I'm going to read it again. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I come that they may have life, and that life have it more abundantly. The devil is the thief, and let me make it clear. Satan is the thief. He's stealing and he's killing and he's destroying. On one method, the devil tries to use to make us feel anxious, fear, and worry, to destroy our peace of mind. But we know that in Psalms 119 and 165, it says, that I have great peace because I allow the word of God to do his job when I get it in my heart. He comes to steal our joy. He comes to steal our kids. He comes to steal our property. He comes to steal everything that he can take from us. There are still those of us who stand on a sure foundation, who has overcome the world. This world needs the answers that only we can give it. The world is looking for answers in the wrong places, and we have to stand assured to show this world that Christ is the answer, that Christ is the reason for this season. We also have to understand that Ephesians 6:12 gives us a picture of what we are dealing with on a supernatural level. It reads, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rules of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places." So Satan and his demons, his spirits, are standing strong. They're standing strong in everything, in the political system, in the new system, in this world system. The world is sinful. The supernatural powers contradict the kingdom of God. There is a standard of holiness for those individuals who have confessed salvation. We have a relationship with Christ Jesus. We don't look like the world, and certainly we don't give arguments, confrontations like the world gives. And we are new creatures. We have been bought with a price. The Bible states in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So all those habits, those sins that I used to do, I don't do no more. But Christ has changed me. He's changed my way of thinking. He's changed my mind. He changed the way I do things, so I don't steal and connive. Oh, Jesus. As Christ, we are not conformed to the values and activities of this world. According to Romans 12 and 2, this is the New King James Version, and do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that she may prove what is the good and the acceptable and the perfect will of God. Then let's go to Colossians 3 and 23. It tells us that we are set our affections on things above and not on things of this earth. In Galatians 2 and 20, we have been crucified with Christ, and because of him we live. Oh, that 12, John 12 and 12. Don't it sound like living abundantly in Christ Jesus? Christ lives in us. So we may live in the flesh, but we walk in the spirit, not fulfilling the lust of the flesh. Mm-hmm. We don't connive, we don't cut, we don't steal. Oops. Uh-oh. Pray, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's keep moving. The world operates out of the lust of the flesh. So what it sees, I'm going to do. Everything goes. I can do whatever I want to. But when we are in Christ Jesus, we can't do whatever we want to, because there is a standard of holiness. The Bible tells us that we are to be holy. We are to live righteousness. We are to live to glorify the Lord. Why? Because one day we are going back to him. Mm-hmm. And you can read that in Galatians 5, 19 and 21. And I've talked about that scripture, the fruits of the spirit and the things of this flesh and the way people connive and lust after. However, we that are in Christ have and continue to crucify this flesh. It's not saved. Mm-hmm. It will rise up against us. But the Spirit of God allows us to be overcomers. But that does not mean we do not face adversity. We're going to face trials and tribulation. But in the scriptures that I quoted on the text this morning, we don't face. However, in that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. We don't faint. We don't faint because we are conquerors in Jesus Christ. John 16 and 33 reads, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In Jesus, in the world you will have tribulations. But be of good cheer." Tribulation. "But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." And, you know, we can say tribulations. We're going to have some problems. We're going to have some things happen. We're going to have that car to break down. We're going to have that Satan tries to throw us off our square by stealing our identification, by going through the hassle of trying to contact the bank to tell the bank that's not me, and believing, but we still put our trust in God to know that he is taking care of the problems. Yes, we got to stand against the evil that's done to us, but when we stand, we don't stand by ourselves. We stand in Jesus Christ. And when we go to the scripture, Romans 8 and 37, it says, "Yet in all things," not some things, beloved, "all things." Mm-hmm. We are more than conquerors through him who loves us. We got an advocate. We got a person on our side. We got Jesus, our big brother, who's holding down for us. He will fight for us, God. Oh, hallelujah. He will fight for us, guys. So we don't have to worry. We don't have to fret. Oh, hallelujah. And we can go to Hebrews 11 and 24 through 25. It gives us testimonies of those who stood against this world system that contradicts Christ, and God rewarded them for their faith. We must guard our hearts against the world's values consistently. We need to do the following. We need to renew our minds and have our mind renewed in Christ Jesus, Romans 12:2. We need to pray continuously without ceasing. Help us, Lord. Oh, and that's a prayer. God, help me, God, when I get in my car or when I'm walking to the store. God, guide and lead me. And that's found in 1 Thessalonians 5:17. We need to separate ourselves from the world's values and the world's way of thinking. 2 Corinthians 16:17. We need, most importantly, we need to continue to read this word of God to be equipped for victorious living. And that's found, Satan, you're alive, in 2 Timothy 3:16-17. Now, there is a place, beloved, that he gives all of us, a place that we can hide in, a place where we can abide for God's protection. And it's abiding in the protection of the secret place. When we go over to Psalms 91 and we read verses 1-4, it says you can go to the God Most High to hide. You can go to God all-powerful for protection. I say to the Lord, you are my place of safety, my fortress. My God, I trust in you. And certainly there is a song that says, you are my hiding place. God will save you from the hidden dangers and from deadly disease. This pandemic, this coronavirus, this disease or this pandemic that seems not to let up. But God has said, I am still in control. I still have you. You can go to him for protection. He will cover you like a bird spreading his wings over its babies. You can trust him to surround you and protect you. Oh, like a shield. He's our shield. God has a secret place where we can dwell in peace and safety. The secret place is the rest in God, a place of peace and comfort in him. He says that he will give his saints rest. Hebrews 4:1 reads, let us therefore fear lest a promise be left us of entering into his rest. Any of you should seem to come short of. We don't have to fret. We don't have to worry. There is a resting place in Christ Jesus. Hebrews 4:9 reads, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. We don't have to struggle. We don't have to fight because God has given us rest. This secret place is a spiritual place where worries vanish and peace reigns. It's the place of God's presence. When we spend time praying and seeking God and dwelling in his presence, we are in the secret place. The word dwell means make one's home, reside, live. When you and I dwell in Christ or dwell in the secret place, we do not just visit this place occasionally. We take up permanent residence there. Or when we call on the name of the Lord, permanent residence there. The New Testament, one of the Greek words translate dwell into the same Greek word that means abide in John 15:7, where Jesus says, John 15:7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. In other words, we need to be firmly planted in God. We need to know that the source of our help in every situation and in every circumstance, we need to have our own secret place of peace and security. We need to rely on God and trust him completely, even in this holiday season. Now, some of the signs of holiday depression might be change in appetite or weight, change in sleep patterns, depressed or irritable mood, difficulty concentrating, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, feeling tired and than usual, feeling tense, worried, or anxious, loss of pleasure doing things you may otherwise enjoy. But we have come in this on this blog to say that God is in control. If you're feeling this way, there's hope. If you're feeling down and out, don't go without getting some help. Don't go without knowing or talking to your doctor or even giving me a text, because God is still in control. God has us. So in conclusion, as we're studying this word is our overcomer. We overcome through reading the word of God. We must live a life in Christ, and Christ has overcome the world. Living a life that overcomes this world means that we put our trust in God, that we read the Bible, that we stand on Matthew 11:30 that says, "For my yoke is easy and my burdens are light." So we give God our problems and we trust him and we wait patiently for God to work it out. We are children of God and he will take care of our every need. We trust and believe in God who provides for us. 1 Timothy 4:10, For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, but we trust and the living God, who is our Savior of all man, and we especially of those that believe. We are God's seed. He has made us a promise. Therefore, we overcome every problem and situation that this world brings. Hebrews 11 talks about faith being the substance of things hoped for. So in other words, the key, the car key to the promise that we have obtained for life is faith. Faith, 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 to know that God will, God has worked it out. We can trust, we can believe, we know not to faint, but we grab hold to Jesus Christ. Oh, and we grab hold to know that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask. We just have to put our hands in his hand during this holiday season and say, "God, fix it," because we trust in you. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for the word. We thank you for the word that has been spoken. We thank you for the blog on this morning. Oh, we thank you for each and every one that's listening on this morning. We pray, God, that they be encouraged. We pray, God, that something has been said to help them. Something has been delivered, God, that they move forward in you to know that you have not forsaken us, to know that you have not left us, that you're right by our sides. And Father God, to those or to that person they may listen to this word that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, we pray, God, that they may say this sinner's prayer: "Forgive me for all my sins. I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Oh, and now I live my life in Christ Jesus." And if you say that prayer, you are saved. And I pray right now, God, that they will get into a good Bible church, oh, that will build their spiritual man up so they know that they have life eternally. And Father God, we thank God for each and every one again on this block. We pray for those that are sick. We pray for those that are hurting. We pray for those that may be dealing with holiday blues. We pray, God, for them. We pray, God, that you'll strengthen their hearts, their minds. As we sit at the table, God, and we reminisce, and we sit at the table, and God, we have lost those that we love, dear God. Oh, as we see them, as we see that empty space at the table, we pray, God, that you strengthen us. We pray, God, that you strengthen everyone that's dealing with a loss, that's dealing with grief. Oh, we pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that you encourage our hearts and our minds. You say we don't grieve like the world because, God, you comfort us. You comfort us. You comfort our mind. You strengthen our bodies. You keep us focused. And if we keep our minds stayed on you, you will keep us in perfect peace. That means I say, Jesus, help me when I'm feeling down. I say, Jesus, deliver when I'm feeling anxious. Help, Jesus, right now. My confidence is in you, God. And I know that I am and we are conquerors through you, God. And we thank you for this month. We thank you, God, that we're willing over stress. We thank you right now, God, because certainly you have blessed us and you continue to keep us. This is our prayer as we move into another month. I pray that you'll cover those that connect with us. God, in the name of Jesus, cover them, cover. God, oh, and cover them, God, in Jesus' name. This is our, hallelujah, our prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Well, we thank God that we have concluded another month. This concludes November. The topic, winning over stress of the holidays. I hope that something has been said. Something has been said that will encourage you to know that you can make it. We will go into December with a bright and fresh new topic. And certainly we will see you then. On, I want you to also make note that on December the 25th, that is the day we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And therefore, in celebration to the birth of Jesus Christ, we will not have a blog, but we will follow you. I think that might be the new year, and certainly we will talk about it as the weeks progress. God bless, God bless, God bless. God bless. Bye-bye.